This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through the Book of Psalms, and we're calling it A Prayer Garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our holy, holy, holy God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For Lord, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the consoling one, and the desire of our hearts. You have dominion over everything. You're ever present. You are the final authority in all things and the gentle shepherd. O Lord, you are holy, holy, holy. Your ways are infallible, and you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. O Lord, you're very kind and loving and merciful. You are the name above all names, omniscient and perfect. You quiet us with your love, and you are our Redeemer. Thank you, Lord. You are the stability of our times and the truth. You're the upholder of our lives and the victory for us. O Lord, you are the God who was and is to come. Your ways are extraordinary. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light, and you have zero tolerance for sin. O precious and beautiful God, Lord, we praise you and thank you for this new day. We look to you for solutions because the world is just a mess right now. O Lord, help all of those who are suffering. Help all of those who are looking to you for answers. Lord, hear the cries of your people. Lord, in our schools, we have many issues too. It's just so sad to live under the burdens of sin. And Lord, that is a sin-sick world that we have right now. And our only hope is the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers us like Passover. He is the Passover Lamb. Oh, Lord, we are looking to you for all good things, for you turn ashes into beauty. Help those today that are suffering in ways that we cannot comprehend. Help those who are looking to you to hear your voice, and help us to be lights for you in the school communities all around the nation. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for what you are going to do, and we can't wait to tell others. We look to you and pray in the amazing name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord and King. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We have arrived at Psalm 140, and we are going to hear it read today by Toni Weddle. She's going to introduce herself to you. She'll be reading Psalm 140 in the King James Version. The Word of God, Psalm 140.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. My name is Toni Weddle. I'm a middle school educator from Bullitt County, Kentucky, and I'm honored to read Psalm 140 today. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Selah. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me and cords. They have spread a net by the wayside. They have set gins for me. Selah. I said unto the Lord, Thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, Thou hast covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves. Selah. As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into the deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
Praise God for the reading of his word. And thank you, Tony, for reading Psalm 140 for us today. Let us pray. Psalm 140. Dear God, the Lord, we run to you today for those who are suffering from violence and terror. We ask for hope for those who are suffering in war. We ask for the release of the hostages in a powerful and supernatural way so that all the world will see your mighty works again. We pray for any children who are persecuted by adults at home or in trafficking. You, our Lord God, hear our cries for the children among us and those we do not know. Maintain the cause of the afflicted and the poor. Lord, as so many celebrate Passover, the feast of freedom from bondage, may there be a celebration of those freed from their oppression. Your people give thanks unto your name. Surely we will dwell in your presence forever. What a mighty God we serve. We pray in the providential name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness, for being in the Word of God and prayer each school day. It's time to read our daily devotional from Christian Educators. These can be found on our website at www.christianeducators.org. You can have them emailed to yourself so you can share them, or you can just listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. This one is short and sweet, and it's written by Dr. Dan Elliott. He's a lifetime member of Christian Educators. He's now retired. He served on the board and was a professor in California. Dr. Dan called his devotional, Can You Believe It? The scripture that Dr. Dan chose is 1 Corinthians 1, verse 2. You who have been called by God to be his own holy people. He made you holy by means of Christ Jesus, just as he did for all people everywhere. In a world saturated with evil, it is hard to imagine how any of us can remain holy. But praise God that despite our sins, we can be made holy through our faith in Christ Jesus. I pray that your day is filled with rejoicing every time you are reminded that God has made you holy despite your past. Oh Lord, please lead me in living for you today. I pray for the salvation of all my unsaved students and co-workers. Thank you for making me holy despite my sins. Amen. And that was our daily devotional for today, written by Dr. Dan Elliott, called Can You Believe It? And now, friends, I wanted to remind you that we are going to be praying together one more time today. And we're going to be praying for the teachable moments during the testing season. That's one of the hard things because testing just overwhelms everybody, but there are always teachable moments. Let's purposefully look for them. So when your alarm goes off today and you forget the prompt, don't worry, just pray. I'm sure there are plenty of needs on your campus, but you are joining your brothers and sisters across the nation because you are not alone. We pray at 1:16 p.m. because of Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jew and then to the Greek. Oh, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now I have the honor to bless you with our blessing for this school year, Psalm 23. I will be reading it to you in the Complete Jewish Bible. Adonai is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He has me lie down in grassy pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my inner person. He guides me in the right paths for the sake of his own name. Even if I pass through death-dark ravines, I will fear no disaster, for you are with me. Your rod and staff reassure me. You prepare a table for me, even as my enemies watch. You anoint my head with oil from an overflowing cup. Goodness and grace will pursue me every day of my life, and I will live in the house of Adonai for years and years to come. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.